This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasain with the news, the headlines first. Government extends tenure of Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation of the Disappeared Persons. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota stresses to accept all foreign grants aligned with country's foreign policy. Martyrs' Day marked with various program across the country and coronavirus, the toll in China reaches to 170 virus detected in 15 countries except China. Now the news in detail. The government has extended the tenure of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons. Unveiling the January 27th Cabinet decision amidst press meet organized at Singh Darbar, today Government Spokesperson and Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota further informed that government also extended the working tenure awarded to National Nature Conservation Fund for managing natural spaces in Annapurna Conservation Area. The government also decided to form a 7-member team led by Joint Secretary at the Finance Ministry, International Grant Department, and authorized the team to lead dialogues with the World Bank groups for receiving $50 million loan for mitigating the problem risk of climate change. The cabinet also approved the proposal of acquiring 123.34 Opani lands for setting up an integrated settlement in Fidim Ward Number 1 and 2. The cabinet has also decided to appoint TU Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Dharmakanta Banskota and Kathmandu University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Ramkanta Makazu Shrestha in the remaining vacant post in the University Grant Commission. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister Banskota stressed on the need of accepting all international grant that is in the welfare of the national and aligned with the country's foreign policy. Martyrs' Day has been observed across the country today to commemorate the martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the establishment of democracy. Sending a message on the occasion of Martyrs' Day today, President Bidya Devi Bhandari urges one and all to be determined from the heart to fulfill the martyrs' dream. President Bidya Devi Bhandari also extended tribute towards martyrs who sacrificed their valuable lives for nationality, democracy, freedom and equality. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the national aspiration towards development and prosperity and people's happy lives were the guidelines set by the four martyrs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reached to the martyrs' memorial at Lanchor today to pay tributes to the martyrs on the occasion of the Martyrs' Day. Prime Minister Oli led wreath at the martyrs' memorial and offered tributes amidst a program organized by the Martyrs' Week program main committee. Prior to this, a morning procession was organized at 8:30 a.m. today. High-level government officials and people's representatives participated in the procession. Condolence assemblies were held in all the places where four martyrs were hanged and shot dead. Kathmandu Metropolitan has been observing the Martyrs' Week by forming the main program committee since 2012. The group-wise discussion on the political and organizational reports in the Central Committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party has begun from today. On the inaugural day of the Central Committee, Party President Pushpa Kamal Dahal, Party Chairman Radha Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Party's General Secretary Bishnu Baudel had presented the political and organizational report respectively. The Central Committee members are scheduled to put forth their views in the group for two more days. The committee meeting will conclude on coming Sunday, endorsing the reports. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the government has put the industrial sector in priority. Addressing an event in Kathmandu today, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government had been setting up industrial zones in different parts of the country, putting industrialization in priority. He also said the government was serious about lowering the custom tax imposed on raw material for medicine production. Coordinator of the Rashtriya Janata Party President Mahendra Rai Yadav has said that the Rashtriya Janata Party is not going to join the government at present. Speaking at the Reporters Club in Kathmandu today, Leader Yadav said no discussion had taken place in the party regarding to join the government. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population Mahendra Prasad Srestha has said that immediate rescue of the Nepali students in Wuhan of China is not necessary now. Speaking at a press meet organized today at the ministry, spokesperson Srestha has said discussion is on the way for the rescue management in case rescue is needed. Likewise, informed that medical and technical team would be deployed from tomorrow for the monitoring at Raswagadi and Barabisay checkpoints. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated the newly appointed Prime Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Khalid bin Khalifa bin Abdullah Jaziz Al Thani, on his appointment to the post. In his congratulatory message sent today, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness on his appointment as the Prime Minister of Qatar and hoped that the relation between Nepal and Qatar would get bolstered in days to come. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 PM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संसार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Foreign and European Affairs of the Grand of Luxembourg, Gina Zilborn, has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwa Tower this afternoon. During the meeting, discussions were held on enhancing economic cooperation, including trade, investments, tourism and transfer of technology and continuing EU support to Nepal. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged the Luxembourg Foreign Minister to encourage invest in Nepal as environment conducive was made after promulgation of new constitution. Prime Minister Oli stressed on co-work on uplifting Nepal from least developed country to developing country and achieving sustainable development goals. Four Indian nationals of a single family died when a pile of scrap buried them. Police inspector at the district police office, Keshav Gyawali, says the deceased have been identified as Sajjad Hussain, 30, of Bihar State, India, his wife Sadav Khatun, 2-year-old daughter Sahina Khatun, and 6-year-old Sultan Raza. Gyawali said all of them died due to suffocation after the pile of scrap they collected fell upon them. Amnesty International Nepal has said the situation of human rights in Nepal is not satisfactory. Releasing its annual report, Amnesty International said freedoms came under attack in Nepal in 2019 as the government proposed laws to restrict the right to freedom of expression. Human Rights in Asia Pacific Review 2019, published today by Amnesty International, delivers the most comprehensive analysis of the state of human rights in the world's largest continent. The report also stated that the government failed to deliver on truth, justice and reparations for thousands of victims of crimes under international law and other serious human rights violations committed during the decade-long armed conflict. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against Police Inspector Arun Kumar Shah for submitting fake academic documents. CIAA stated that Shah had submitted fake bachelor degree certificate to get promotion to the post of inspector. Newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of Nepal Tourism Board, Dr. Dhananjay Regmi, has assumed office at Nepal Tourism Board Secretariat today. On the occasion, CEO Regmi expressed commitment to carry out activities to show visible results by making Nepal tourism both services and activities smooth and effective. A meeting of the executive committee of the board held on January 28 had appointed Regmi to the post. A total of 2,129 Bangladeshi nationals have visited Nepal in 28 days of the first month of 2020. The Department of Immigration stated that 25,849 Bangladeshi had visited Nepal in 2019, while the number was 25,330 in 2018. Nepali ambassador to Bangladesh, Dr. Bangshidhar Mishra, said that activities were on the way to make 100,000 Bangladeshi nationals to visit Nepal after the government set a target to bring in 72,000 tourists in Visit Nepal Year 2020. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to 170, and a confirmed case in Tibet, China's autonomous region, means it has reached every region in China. Chinese health authorities said there were 7,711 confirmed cases in the country as of 29th January. Infections have also spread to at least 15 other countries. The World Health Organization, WHO, will meet on Thursday to again consider whether the virus constitutes a global health emergency. The White House is pushing back against the publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, citing security concerns. The American National Security Council said the book had top secret details that must be removed, a claim Bolton rejects. A manuscript of the book reportedly claims that President Donald Trump linked freezing military aid to Ukraine in exchange for a political favor. The book, Row, comes as the questioning period of the impeachment trial begins. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region along with central and western hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the hilly regions. Well, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Government extends tenure of Truth and Reconciliation Commission and Commission of Investigation of the Disappeared Persons. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota stresses to accept all foreign grants aligned with country's foreign policy. Martyrs' Day marked with various programs across the country today. And coronavirus death toll in China reaches to 170, virus detected in 15 countries except China. Well, that's all the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather report. General weather will be partly cloudy in the western and central regions, and it will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at one or two places. Now, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At western region at 3000 meter, 230 degree 10 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meter, 220 degree 20 knots minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meter, 270 degree 60 knots minus 26 degrees Celsius. And at 9000 meter, 270 degree 110 knots minus 38 degree Celsius. At central region at 3000 meter, 280 degree 20 knots 3 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meter, 260 degree 35 knots minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meter, 270 degrees 60 knots minus 27 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meter, 270 degree 105 knots and 36 degrees Celsius. For Eastern region at 3000 meter, 260 degree 15 knots minus 1 degree Celsius. At 5500 meter, 270 degree 45 knots minus 16 degree Celsius. At 7000 meter, 270 degree 70 knots minus 29 degree Celsius. And at 9000 meter, 270 degree 120 knots and 37 degrees Celsius. Well, that's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.